you, Madam Chair. I just would like to inform you that we haven't had any new accessions in the past 12 months. So the number of contracting parties to the AGTC agreement stays 33. So we still continue to have 33 contracting parties. One can be, of course, thinking, what's the further potential? And of course, you may remember that in our work plan for the current 2 years, we actually have a target that there should be at least one additional country willing or acceding to the agreement. What's the potential? Well, obviously there is potential in Central Asia and Caucasus. We have there few countries that have not yet acceded to the agreement, and of course the agreement could offer quite some advantage in improving the networks for the countries. Here I can say that the Secretariat is working through and with the regional advisor that we have to encourage the countries in Central Asia and Caucasus to consider accession to this important, what we believe, agreement. There are a couple of countries in the Balkans, and we also have a couple of countries in the western part of the UNECE region. The Secretariat is trying to actively stay in touch with the countries, and of course also is actively promoting and explaining what the benefits are from the AGTC agreement. I also wish to mention that even for the EU countries that of course have full focus on the 10T networks, as we argued also in the working party meeting in the past, we believe that the agreements complement each other, and actually EU countries are able, through implementation of 10T, also implement AGTC agreement, but obviously not only AGTC agreement, the other UN ECE infrastructure agreements. So I think this of course offers the potential, and that maybe also gives proper consideration to countries that have not yet acceded to the agreement to maybe take the steps towards the accession. Thank you.